This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Welcome back to the program. Rubya Booth and Kelly McDonald. We are the hosts of Kelly and Company, the Radio Player Canada app, TuneIn Radio and OOTunes, a few apps in which you can take the show with you. Simply download to your smart device and then do a search for AMI Audio, and you can take Kelly and Company with you. Remember, we have the 2 p.m. Eastern time where we're live. 5 p.m. is our first repeat Eastern. And on the weekends, check out the best of Kelly and Company. Well, it's time to get into our nutrition conversation. Every other Tuesday, we're joined by nutritionist Julia Karanchis. Let's bring her on board.
I love the world of nutrition. Join me, Julia Karanchis, as we talk about everything from food and nutrition to living a vibrant lifestyle.
Last week, we were having some fun on the program with Catherine. We had a really good talk about drinks to make up, some really great suggestions. And today we're going to get some more, Rumya, as we visit with Julia. Let's get into the conversation of putting that healthier spin on our cocktails. Welcome, Julia.
Thanks, guys. Well, holiday season is here, so it's time for parties, probably smaller gatherings, but, you know, in general, a little bit of overindulgence. And we all know that food is at abundance during the holidays, but so are the beverages. And I wanted to chat about that today because I think people sometimes overlook the beverage department as, you know, I'm drinking it, I'm not eating it, so it's not like, it's not real calories or it's not real sugar. But sometimes those beverages are junk food, essentially, right? I mean, could be just as much sugar as eating a cookie as junk food. So, you know, here we are. It's hot chocolate with whipped cream season. It's eggnog season, hot toddies, mulled wine. It's very easy to overindulge with just the drinking alone. So today we're going to talk about some cocktail hacks that won't leave you with a sugar hangover, but you can still enjoy and get through the holiday season.
I remember as a kid, I'd go nuts on eggnog. I mean, my father would just get so peeved off because he'd say, guys, guys. And at the blind school at W. Ross where we went, there was just, it seemed like a copious amount. Then we'd get into January and hot chocolate was the thing at all our outdoor winter events. And I think about that syrupy hot chocolate now. So if we are going to measure cocktails like we do food, such as grams or calories, whatever we're thinking, how would these stack up?
Well, I'm with you on hot chocolate. My dad used to build a skating rink in our backyard.
Oh, man.
Go for a skate and come and then like instantly have a cup of hot chocolate. Yep, now that I think about it, they were small cups, but still I always needed a marshmallow or whipped cream in mine.
I had a huge mug. We'd do the skating. We'd do the tobogganing. I lived at the foot of a ski hill here in London. So we'd toboggan down that ski hill. They'd say, yeah, you guys can use this. And at the blind school, we had these huge hot chocolate things that were like a keg of hot chocolate. And they'd put it on the table. I remember one night after a dance, it hadn't been used up. So I carted it back to my room.
Oh, it sounds like a dream. The days, right?
Oh, well, my goodness.
Well, a cup of eggnog, okay, will run you just over 300 calories and 20 grams of sugar, which is a cookie, all right? It's, you know, calories and grams of sugar is a cookie. And even just a vodka soda can be around 100 calories because even though the soda is calorie-free, the vodka itself is not. However, it is often the mix part of those drinks that creates the most trouble because that's where those added sugars are. And that is what will make the next day worse. So cutting out that sugar, you know, is going to be helpful. And so being mindful of that is really going to pay off in the long run. So it's going to pay off to be mindful of that.
And you kind of took both ends of the spectrum there with the eggnog and the vodka soda. So I'm curious about if like both of them are trouble, your suggestion so we can still enjoy these things.
Right. we do still want to enjoy these things. And the last thing you want to instill in anybody is, you know, deprivation, feeling like right. you have to deprive yourself. I mean, that's really not the name of any, should not be the name of anybody's game. But so the first is just to be mindful and limit the drinks that you know are packing a real punch. So maybe don't have that second rum and eggnog, but just enjoy one and then switch to something else like the vodka soda, which you know is going to be significantly less sugar as well as less calories. But really, it's the sugar. We know sugar is, you know, it's really terrible for our health. And if you're the host, if you're hosting the party, you can really, or gathering, you can really dress these simple drinks up with fruit juice infused ice cubes that you would make ahead of time. And you can also add whole berries or herbs into them. So rosemary, for example, would be a really delicious herb to go along with a cranberry. It will make the drink fun and exciting and offer a slightly more alluring profile. So, you know, the rum and eggnog is delicious and maybe you don't want to switch to a plain vodka soda, but you might if it had, you know, this really unique flavor profile to it. And if you infuse ice cubes, it's not the same as having like a whole glass of juice, right? It's just going to be a hint. So you're still giving your drink a festive flair, but again, not that sugar hangover. And then instead of adding cranberry cocktail juice that would have that added sugar, you can add a few ice cubes that have maybe just real cranberry juice in it that won't have that added sugar. And then you can also try adding, I'm going to throw this out there and I know people are going to cringe. I'm just going to throw it out there for some thought. You can try adding vegetable juices. Beets, for example, are full of flavor and nutrients and can give it a really nice taste, right? So, I mean, we don't need to just do fruit. We can also start exploring vegetables.
Hmm. Yeah. I when you mentioned beets, again, I'm kind of, I don't know, but I think if I was going to put something in there, beet juice or whatever like that, it's almost the most, I don't want to say believable. I don't mean to use that word like, she's telling a story. Don't buy into it, folks. I totally think that you would get that little hint that feel, which would be nice, but it seems a lot comes down to making things yourself.
Absolutely. You then have the control. Like eggnog, for instance, it's typically made with whole milk or heavy cream.
Right.
But if you wanted to make your own, and you can, I mean, there are tons of recipes, you could use almond milk, which would decrease the calories and that saturated fat content. So that would be, you know, a way to still enjoy your eggnog, but, you know, not having it be so full force on the calorie department, just as an option. Could be really interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they do actually, there are eggnog now, like dairy-free eggnogs for people that are lactose intolerant or right. vegan, where they're made with a coconut milk or an almond milk. An almond milk would offer a lighter taste. So, you know, it could be a really great option.
Bailey's almond milk, so good. Anyway.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Coconut egg kind of makes me, whoa. But, you know, I still think I'd like it.
Mm-hmm. The vegetables are a curious option for me too, but it seems though, Julia, that a lot of it comes down to making things yourself, right? I mean, obviously there are so many pre-mixed options out there for us to just grab and try and experiment. And we're very adventurous around the holidays, but if you make it yourself, you know what's going in it.
Exactly. You know what's going in it. You know what's not in it, what is in it, and you can really get super creative, which could be really fun.
Hmm. So what would you do with the herbs? Like what kinds of things would you put in there?
Yeah, I know. Herbs is an interesting one, but I mean, come on, peppermint mocha, that's mint.
Yeah.
It's not totally a candy cane. I mean, I know a lot of the coffee shops do a candy cane. I don't want to say frappuccino because that's a cold drink, but you know, the hot frappuccino, like, I don't know. I'm losing my words. Candy cane something. Candy cane hot chocolate. So, herbs, you can use herbs to infuse flavor into your drinks. So mint is obviously a front runner. You can get fresh mint leaves. You could just get, you know, an essence of mint. Other herbs that might not be as popular would be sage and rosemary. Those could be great choices in drinks. And of course, added bonus here, when you're using a real herb, you also get the health benefits too of that herb, which is really cool. Because then it's, you know, it's a double bonus here. You're like, oh, well, I'm not consuming all this sugar and I'm getting the digestive and, you know, headache reducing power of mint or, you know, sage or rosemary or whatnot. So those are all herbs that would complement, you know, a fruit in a beverage really nicely.
I think I'd have to put mint in almost all of them along with it to disguise it for me.
Same
with
the basil and rosemary is really nice.
Together? It is nice.
Okay.
Yeah, like in mojitos and stuff. The thing that I was thinking too while you were, you know, talking about these options is it's the same way we talk about adding too much salt into our food, right? Like instead of salt, let's just use fresh things, fruits, vegetables, like actual herbs and things like that to season and cut down on the salt. It's the same thing we're doing right now with the drinks and the sugar.
Yes, exactly. It is the exact same thing. I mean, real food has an amazing flavor profile and they, you know, you can combine a bunch of different ones to get really interesting tastes. And I think we've really gotten away from that with all of the sugar and also the, you know, artificial flavors that get added to things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Okay, but here's the big one. What do we do about punches? Because it's always a mystery.
I know. I have a punch bowl. I took it from my parents' house when they downsized, and I thought, I'm going to use this. Because I remember as a kid being like, ooh, punch, and getting super excited. But yeah, I mean, typically punches are like, you know,
it's all sugar,
a juice
everything.
With a 7-Up or some sort of pop, right? So they get interesting. So I would swap out the sugary soda for soda water. And then I would also add a lot of sliced fruit. And you could even use frozen, like frozen raspberries or frozen strawberries, as opposed to like 100% fruit juice. I mean, you could still maybe add a little bit of juice, but then add a lot of frozen fruit or fresh fruit to really infuse the flavor. And then a sparkling wine would be, you know, are really, really delicious in something like this. So if somebody wanted to make it alcoholic, you would have your soda water with your fruit, and then you could add a little bit of sparkling wine. And then again, that splash of real juice too, to help it along if you wanted. And again, it's all avoiding that sugar that's added to the juices or the sugary pops. And the same thing with tonic water. I don't know if people realize this, but tonic water is like a regular pop, like a regular soda pop. So here again, instead of having tonic water, maybe you switch to a soda water or just a sparkling water. There's so many sparkling waters available right now. And a lot of them also have flavor infused in them. But like a squeeze of lemon, a squeeze of grapefruit goes a very long way. Yeah, grapefruit is super refreshing. And lime is wonderful in that too.
That's the one I find really does that little bit of change for me. Some friends will, you know, they're very into the lemon. And again, I'm okay with that. But I find, especially being a real heavy water drinker, you throw a little lime in it, it really does make a difference to me. And if you're at a function, you're smelling all, and that's what the worst of it. You smell everyone's drinks that they're making up and that kind of thing. And if you're trying to avoid some of that for your own health things or whatever.
Yes.
It would be nice to have a function where you're getting a bunch of experimentation with this and those hints, as you were talking earlier, and like Rob mentioned with the mojitos, you know, even just that, oh, just a touch of beet juice or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something to just make it a little exciting. And again, you know, you're erring on the side. So you're getting the health benefits of the beet and not the added sugar, but you're still enjoying, but again, it's, you know, we can really get overboard and it can make us so sluggish. You know, I mean, people, you know, we're out late, we're still working, and it can make people really, really sluggish. And this is just a really great way to, you know, decrease those feelings of sluggishness, make sure you're sleeping well, because sugar can really impede your, you know, restful sleep, and, you know, make sure you're getting to all those parties.
And this is before we even get into the snacks that are sitting there with all the sugar. So, yeah, totally understand. And days of it. Julia, talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Next time when Julia's back on the program, we'll be discussing using raw, fresh herbs in our daily diets. Join Julia Karanchis for our nutrition talk every other Tuesday right here on Kelly and Company, opposite Wellness with Francis Wong. In just a moment, A new Canadian Robert Half poll shows that many workers are ready to skip the virtual celebrations. Why is that? And how can employers make virtual celebrations more enticing? We'll get into that conversation after this break on Kelly and Company.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.